Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Back from vacation on a Monday morning. And we got a great week lined up of shows for you. And it is October. That means it's Halloween time. So.
Wrong switch, Igor.
Oh, Fartenstein, I've missed you. Oh, and I can't not say hello to Fartula.
That will live forever, too.
Yes. Ah, yes. This is a high-class show. All right. Hey, Esmeralda. It's almost time. We got some Halloween themed stuff coming up, Dan.
Yes, David Parr, magician David Parr, who does his annual Dawes Haunted House tour, will be joining us later in the week. Stacey Nelson, who always provides great tips for decorating for Halloween on a budget, will be coming up. Jeff Tuckman will be joining us on Friday, and we'll be giving away some horror DVDs as part of that. So
it'll continue all the way through October 31st. And then we'll have the annual Nick DiGilio show horror. What the hell do we call it? Spooktacular. I've only been doing this for, you know, since 1998. So, you know, I should know the names of the shows that we do.
What died in here?
See? As I mentioned earlier, you know, Veronica Carter, who is a great news person here at WGN, works on the weekends. I worked with her for a few years on weekends, and then she fills in every once in a while. Well, she makes candles, and she leaves them in the WGN newsroom. And, you know, and then you take a few and throw some bucks in there, and then you bring them home, and they're awesome. So she actually made some specifically for me, because it was a couple of weeks ago we talked about – it was one of the nights that Vic was out sick, because we talked about candles that the state – a company that was selling candles that were named after states because of the state's smells. Now, Esmeralda, were you here that morning?
I was.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So we talked about, like, what state would smell like what. So she kind of took off from there, and she did, like, a themed bunch of candles for me.
Right. You mentioned you would buy a Chrissy Hynde candle, and that's what drew her inspiration.
One of them is she did a Chrissy Hynde candle because I said that she, you know, should probably if I buy a candle that smells like Ohio, I would like it to smell like Chrissy Hynde. So she made one of those is the candle that she made me, and I've smelled all of them. They're all great. She made me R&B, The Quest for Freedom and Joy, so it smells like rhythm and blues. Rock and Roll, Love, Peace, Freedom, and Drugs, smells like that. Mad Max, she made me a Mad Max candle, and because it's down to the basics and it's bread. It smells like bread, and it smells fantastic. I can't wait to light that one. Smells like bread. Chrissy Hynde does not smell like Ohio. She smells earthy in a good way. There's the Jerry Lewis Pie in the Face candle. There's the Fred Sanford Ripple Wine End of Story candle. The Tribute to Gene Wilder Willy Wonka's Gold Chocolate Bar candle. Here's a timely one. The Dedicated Cubs Fan candle, because it smells like freshly cut grass. The Felicity candle. It's flowery and feminine, yet down to earth. Here's a candle that I think Dan might steal. It's the Tom Hardy candle, where he was buck naked in his portrayal of Bronson. That one's not safe.
Oh my gosh, what does it smell like?
It smells good. It smells like Tom Hardy's butt. No, I don't know. But it smells good. In honor of a scary movie, here's one called Bite Me, which is very sort of a strong, like, cherry kind of flavor. And then she closes it all out with hot buttered popcorn. So I got 12 scented candles from Veronica Carter. That's very nice of her. And they all smell good and distinct and different. So I wanted to thank Veronica on the air for that lovely little gift. Coming back from vacation, I got 12 new candles to light up. My apartment's going to be smelling real interesting.
They'll last you a week?
No, I do fly through these things. I do. So anyway, my thanks to Veronica. All right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll talk about some ridiculous pickup lines, and then actual pickup lines that worked on women and real stories.